Bernie.
I am. Will you put that livestock away and answer a question? What did I say when I left this morning?
You said, Mary, Jeff, I've been asked to take charge of the Hilldale charity campaign. Now, I don't have to tell you how important...
Never mind that. What did I ask you and Mary to do?
Oh. Well, as I recall, you asked me to straighten up the house while you were gone, and you asked Mary to start... Uh-oh. Mary goofed.
And you didn't, I suppose. Do you call that room straightened up? Why, it looks like it got in the way of a direct hit. Oh, Jeff.
Oh. Gee, Mom, I'm awful sorry. Well, I started to straighten up, but then the fellas came over and asked me to fill in the third base. It was a very important game. Gee whiz, I couldn't say no, could I?
No, Jeff, I guess you couldn't.
Oh, Mother, I'm sorry. Lorna McNish called me up and asked me if I could come over and help her with her quadratic equations, and...
I know. Naturally, you couldn't say no.
Stone, in recognition of your appointment as head of Hilldale's charity drive, I take great pleasure in presenting you... What's burning?
Hungarian goulash.
Oh.
And tell them to find themselves a new campaign director.
Now, wait a minute, darling. What was that slogan you dreamed up for the campaign?
Have a heart, Hilldale.
Yeah, you know, that's very good. It has a nice ring to it. Now, if you practice what you preach, you won't turn down this job.
But, Alex, it's a full-time job. What am I expected to do? Abandon my home and my family for the next few weeks?
No, of course not. But there ought to be something we could work out. Maybe Mary and Jeff could... No. Or possibly I... Why didn't I think of this before?
Think of what?
Hello, Daily Sentinel. Would you give me your help wanted apartment, please?
Lots of luck, dear.
Excellent references, Mrs. Arbogast. When can you start?
Last place I worked, they had an electric dishwasher.
Well, you won't be washing many dishes, Mrs. Arbogast. We're all light eaters here.
You may as well know I don't go in for fancy cooking. Plain dishes is my style.
Wonderful. Would tomorrow be convenient?
Herman? Herman?
There'll be no washing, of course, or ironing.
Oh, of course not. We send the washing out. Now, if you could start next week, Mrs. Arbogast.
Well, what about the children?
Oh, I'm afraid you can't send the children out, Mrs. Arbogast. But I assure you, they're responsible, well-behaved young... Have you lost something, Jeff?
Yes, it's my mouse. Has anybody seen him?
Mouse!
No, it's not him. Mrs. Arbogast, it's just a harmless little pet. Mrs. Arbogast!
You know, for a big lady, she sure can move.
Yeah. Nice, free leg action. Never mind that now.
Daddy, what was all that noise about?
We just lost another housekeeper. Kids, come on in. I want to talk to you. Now, do you kids know what this fundraising campaign is for?
Sure, it's for getting dough out of people.
It's so crude, Jeff. Donations.
No, it's more than donations, honey. It's a way of lending a hand to people who need help. It's for homeless children, old people. They need hospital beds. Well, it's all that and more. And your mother has undertaken the job of running the campaign on the assumption that we're going to find a housekeeper to run the house.
We haven't had much luck so far, Daddy.
No.
The first one said that with her feet she couldn't be climbing any stairs. The second one just happened to hate children. The third...
No, never mind the vital statistics, Jim. Now, the point is, we've got to do a real selling job when the next one comes to our door, you understand? We've got to look bright, attractive, trouble-free... vermin-free, well-mannered. In short, we've got to look like the kind of a family that...
I'll answer. And don't forget what I told you.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
Is something wrong? You look disappointed.
Nonsense, Mrs. Stone. Always happy to see you. Just that we were expecting a housekeeper.
Oh, you haven't engaged one yet?
Oh, we could have gotten one like that. If it weren't for the fact that our standards are so high. Oh, the old housekeeper we had was a crackerjack. What do you want to bet that's another woman for the job?
Well, if you want the old one back, just say the word, dear.
Nonsense, darling. It's just a matter of time, patience.
Mother and Daddy, it's another lady about the housekeeping job.
There. See what I tell you. Come on, darling.
Oh, what's your name?
Mary.
Hello.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Lovelace.
Well, I'm Mrs. Stone, and this is my husband, Dr. Stone.
How do you do, Mrs. Lovelace?
And, these are our children.
Yes, your children and I have met already.
Well, good. Won't you come in and sit down?
Thank you.
You're English, aren't you, Mrs. Lovelace?
Yes, but my husband was an American, so in a way I'm an American, too. After he passed away, oh dear, how I do go on. About the situation you advertised, it isn't filled, I hope.
Oh, no. Well, I think I should mention that there are 8 rooms. This isn't a small house.
It's not a big house, as houses go.
I think it's a lovely house. I'm sure it's a happy house.
Well, sometimes it's a noisy house. You know how it is with children around.
I've often felt a house is rather a sad place without the noise of children. How does the poet sing it? The merry, merry music of children's laughter.
The poet who sang that could easily have been a bachelor.
I'm afraid not, Doctor. Wasn't it Browning? And of course Browning married that lovely young Elizabeth Barrett. What is it, Doctor?
Please don't be alarmed, Mrs. Lovelace.
Alarmed at what? Oh. Handsome little fellow.
Oh, you found Herman. Gee, thanks. I've been worried about him. Come on, Herman.
Yes, well, now, about references, Mrs. Lovelace. Oh, that's probably for me. I'll take it in the other room.
Oh, all right,
darling. Excuse me.
Mrs. Stone is deeply involved in a charity fundraising campaign, Mrs. Lovelace. That's why we were looking for a housekeeper.
I'm afraid your search isn't over, Doctor. I don't have references.
You've forgotten them? Well, don't give it another thought.
I didn't forget them. I don't have any.
Oh, who needs references? Follow your instincts, I always say. Anybody who can get along with children and white mice is bound to be a good housekeeper. Mrs. Lovelace, you're hired.
Oh, that's great, isn't it, Herman?
Oh, I'm so glad.
It sure is.
Mrs. Carraway, why don't you take up your post in the main lobby of the Guarantee Trust Building? At Miss Mayhew, I suggest you go to the bus depot. Mrs. Vogelsag and Mrs. McNish, split up the main entrances of the post office. Now, that completes your assignments for today. Good luck, ladies!
And don't forget our slogan, girls. Have a heart, Hilldale.
Oh, hello, Miss Trilling.
How do you do?
Isn't Donna doing a rousing job, Mrs. Trilling?
Rousing indeed. But I still feel the methods you're employing are, well, rather cheap.
But, Mrs. Trilling, it's all being done for the sweet sake of charity. Have a heart, Hilldale.
Precisely why I agreed to lend my name as sponsor to the campaign. But it does seem to me we could have a little more dignity and restraint.
Well, Mrs. Trilling, I appreciate any suggestions you may have. But may I point out that last year our campaign was dignified and restrained, and we didn't even come close to getting our quota.
That hardly justifies your resort to carnival tactics. Mrs. Stone, you're the director. But I'm not sure I care to have my name connected with this campaign. Good day.
Now we can concentrate on the campaign instead of appeasing dear Mrs. Trilling.
Florence, Mrs. Trilling has done a lot of valuable work. I think I'd better get her back into the fold.
But how are you going to manage it?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll call her on the phone and soothe her ruffled feathers, or I'll even invite her to tea if necessary. Oh. Hello, have a heart, Hilldale. Mrs. Stone speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Lovelace. Having trouble?
Oh, it's a terribly complicated machine, isn't it, Jeff? I've spent the last 2 hours trying to put it together.
Well, this? There's nothing to it. Here, let me show you how. You take this end right here, push this down. Goes right in there.
Oh.
Now, we need a straight piece here. Mm-hmm. Nope, yeah, this is it. And put this one in right there like that. You have to always push this down, you see.
Oh, isn't that clever?
Curved piece. And this goes right in there like that.
Now, who could have known that?
This right here goes right on here like
that. Oh, how wonderful.
That. Now you take the cord. And that goes right in here. And then... Now this turns it on, and this turns it off.
Amazing. Why, you are wonderfully gifted mechanically, Jeff.
It's just a knack, I guess.
Shall I tell you a secret, Jeff? This is the first time I've ever contended with a vacuum cleaner. Oh, look, I must attend to the dinner.
But, Mrs. Lovelace, what about the...
Lovelace. Oh, it smells good. What is it?
Irish stew, dear. An old recipe that's been in our family for years. Oh, Mary. I must attend to the beds. Would you stir this for a bit?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Lovelace.
Thank you, dear.
Hello, honey.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Oh, what's cooking?
Irish stew. It's an old recipe. It's been in Mrs. Lovelace's family for years.
Oh, come on, Mary, it can't be that bad.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Jeff?
You want to know something?
Yeah.
Miss Lovelace doesn't know the first thing about vacuuming.
Wait till you try her cooking, Jeff.
Gee, Dad, you know, Miss Lovelace is a very nice lady, but she doesn't know much about cleaning, and she can't even cook. Who needs her?
We do. Remember, have a heart, Hilldale?
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I can help Mrs. Lovelace with the cooking.
Put me down for the vacuuming.
That's what I wanted to hear. Now, just remember, as far as your mother is concerned, we have the best housekeeper in Hilldale.
Well, that's fine, Daddy, but what about this Irish stew?
What about it? I think it's delicious. Let me help you with that.
No, really, sir, I wouldn't think of it, really.
Mrs. Lovelace, you
doctor,
just sit
that's
down
really my now, job.
Mrs. Lovelace, my wife is doing a job, too, and she'll continue doing that job only as long as she's assured this house is being run efficiently. Now, I hope you'll allow us all to help you reach that goal.
Oh, yes, but I shall feel like an imposter, doctor.
Mrs. Lovelace, just look on it as a team effort. Jeff will help housekeeping. Mary will help with the cooking. You'll notice I'm getting a little flabby lately. Thank you, Mrs. Lovelace.
Your first day here, and you've managed everything as if you've been doing it for years.
That was nothing, really.
How about the living room, Mom?
Spotless. And those beds, they're just perfect.
Wait till you taste Mrs. Lovelace's Irish stew, Mother. It's an old recipe. It's been in the family for years.
Really? Why, I can hardly wait.
It's scrumptious.
Oh, boy, can I have seconds?
No, wait till you clear your plate, son. Isn't this something?
delicious, Mrs. Ablaze.
Jeff, I'll take care of the vacuuming, dear.
What?
I appreciate your help, but I've been thinking it's my job.
I can't hear you, Mrs. Lovelace.
What are you doing, dear?
Oh, fixing a pot roast. I've always wanted to make a stab at it.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, dear, but really, that's my job.
Oh, please, Mrs. Lovelace, how can I learn to cook if I don't practice? Besides, it's almost done anyway.
I'll take it. Dr. Stone's household.
Mrs. Lovelace, I just happened to remember...
Donna. That... Yes. Yes, take the one with the child, Mr. Brill, and tell the printer to hurry, please.
Mrs. Lovelace, Mrs. Trilling is going to be there in just a few moments, and she expects me to be there. So, Florence, tell the PTA delegation I'll be a few minutes late.
Well, you're already a half hour late, but I'll tell them.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Now, Mrs. Trilling will be terribly put out if I'm not there, so keep her there if you possibly can. It's very important.
I quite understand, Mrs. Stone. Yes, I'll do the best I can. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone. Who is this Mrs. Trilling?
Mrs. Westcott Trilling III. She acts as if she owns Hilldale.
Pop says she practically does. If you ask me, she's a stuffed shirt.
Jeff, dear, you mustn't use those expressions, but I think I know what you mean.
I'm gonna go see Herman.
Speaking of stuffed shirts, dear, you answer the door. I think very likely this situation calls for a pot of tea.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Please tell your mother Mrs. Trilling is here.
Well, I'm sorry. My mother isn't home now.
Not home? Well, really?
Why, it's Mrs. Westcott Trilling, isn't it? I'd have recognized you anywhere from your pictures on the society page. I'm Mrs. Lovelace.
Please tell your mother she might have had the courtesy...
Mary, go and fetch the tea things. There's a dear. Won't you sit down? You will join me in a cup of tea, won't you, Mrs. Trilling?
Thank you, but this is not a social visit, you know. As a matter of fact...
Oh, yes, Mrs. Stone has told me how much of yourself you give to this wonderful fundraising campaign. With all your social activities, how can you manage to find the time, Mrs. Trilling?
Well, I like to think I'm doing my bit. Noblesse oblige, you know.
Noblesse oblige. How beautifully you put it, Mrs. Trilling. But do you know, I'm positive we've met in London. Now, no, don't tell me. It was at the Asquiths, wasn't it? Or perhaps at Lady Meredith's?
You're very nice.
Jeff, is Mrs. Trilling here?
She was, but she left.
Oh. Well, why are you doing the vacuuming?
It's great exercise. Develops a guy's timing.
Oh.
Jeff!
Oh, Mary, what are you making? Is it a cake mix?
Yes, Mother. It's angel chiffon.
Oh.
It's delicious. A little more oregano, though, I'd say.
Do you think so, Mother? I was afraid if I put too much in that I...
Jeff is developing his timing and you're doing the cooking. Why?
Well, you see, Mother, Mrs. Lovelace can't cook.
Well, she can cook, but she just isn't...
And I suppose you're doing the cleaning because Mrs. Lovelace doesn't know how to clean?
You really mustn't blame them, Mrs. Stone. They were really doing it for you. You see, they're so proud of the way you're working, getting money for charity. And of course, it would never do for you to know that your housekeeper wasn't able to handle her job.
Mommy, we were afraid you'd resign if you found out that... Well, that...
Oh, I understand, and I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. Their father will be proud when he hears...
Somebody get that door for me, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, darling, you're home kind of early, aren't you?
Yes, I just wanted to see how the new upstairs maid was doing.
Oh, darling, you can't expect Mrs. Lovelace to do the heavy work, too, can you? Besides...
Thank you, Doctor, but I'm afraid the jig is quite up. I'm glad everything is out in the open now. It wasn't very easy feeling like a, how do you say it, a phono?
A phony.
Thank you, a phony. But I do want you both to know that I took on this job in good faith. It was just that, well, I'm afraid I never realized what being a housekeeper involved. My husband never tired of praising the way I managed our home in England, but then, of course, all I had to do was to deal with a staff of servants who did all the actual work. Then, when he passed on, I came to live with my niece and her husband here.
Well, how will you...
You mustn't be concerned about me. I'm always welcome to go back to my niece's house, you know.
Well, then, everything works out fine, doesn't it?
Splendidly.
Mrs. Lovelace, you don't really mean that, do you?
Oh, I assure you, Mrs. Stone, I suppose it's silly of me, but I can't help but feel that I'll be in the way of those two nice young people. They're kind, of course, but that's why I answered your ad.
Well, then don't go. We'll think of something.
Oh, no, my dear. My bag is packed already. Who was it who wrote, there's a time for great things and a time for small things, a time for arrival and a time to depart? Oh, no matter. It's time for me to depart, that's all. Do you suppose we could invent a little story that I was called away? Goodbyes to children can be difficult. Oh, I almost forgot Mrs. Trilling.
Oh, so did I. She was furious, I suppose.
Oh, perhaps just a little at first, but after we had chatted over a cup of tea, she was most amiable. She asked me to give this to you.
But it's a contribution for $500. Mrs. Trilling, this is impossible.
Oh, I'm sure it's a perfectly good check.
Oh, well, I don't mean that, but the most she's ever given is $50. Well, how did you do it?
Tea leaf diplomacy, my husband used to call it.
You mean you accomplished this miracle with just a cup of tea?
Well, perhaps with a dash of flattery and... just a pinch of snob appeal, and why not? It's such a worthy cause.
The worst housekeeper I've ever seen. But you know, I kind of hate to see her leave.
Don't you worry. We may have lost a third-rate housekeeper, but Hilldale has gained a first-rate professional campaign director.
Mrs. Lovelace?
Well, of course. I mean, anyone who can handle Mrs. Trilling is a natural for it. I can hardly wait to tell the committee.
Welcome home, Donna.